It's amazing what you do to me. The closer you get, the faster my heart beats. Like Jack and Jill tumbling down the hill. I can't believe the way you make me feel. It's amazing.
Our story begins in Todd and Hannah's apartment. Hannah is packing an overnight bag as Todd looks on.
You can't be serious.
Oh, babe, I am. You and I cannot see each other before the ceremony. So, I'm staying at Raven's tonight.
But I was looking forward to my last night as a bachelor with you.
Oh, please. I know Mac is taking you out and God knows where. But I don't care as long as you get it out of your system tonight and you're ready to go for the wedding tomorrow.
Don't worry, we're keeping things very low-key. You know, just a couple of drinks with some people, no strip clubs, no craziness.
Uh-huh, sure.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
And what about your night with Connie and Raven? What do they have planned for you?
Oh, the same. Just some low-key fun.
Cool. Sounds like we'll both be taking it easy.
It's not like we have much of a choice but this breakneck wedding schedule. We have the rehearsal at 10 a.m. and the ceremony at 4.
Are you regretting not spending more time planning for a big day?
Oh, Todd, no way. Being your wife is a dream come true. I don't regret anything. Our wedding is going to be amazing. And tomorrow night, we'll be making love as man and wife. Don't tell me you're getting cold feet.
I'm just kidding. There's nothing in the world I want more than to be your husband. I promise you the perfect day, Hannah. We're going to have a fairy tale wedding with all the trimmings. So maybe we'll have 50 guests instead of 1,000, but we'll have everyone we love around us, so what could go wrong?
At Manhattan Monthly, Adriana and Andrew have just arrived at Alexandra's office.
Alex, what is this big powwow all about?
I know something happened yesterday while you were at work, so what is it?
You're right, Adriana. Something did happen yesterday at Marshall Wells' office.
Marshall?
I told you to stay away from that guy.
Look, I know I've been quiet the past few days. I've had a lot on my mind. It all started when I got a visit from that kid. The one we saw at Wilson's Diner, TJ.
Marshall's son, right?
Right. He came by my apartment and accused me of having an affair with his father.
Wow, has he got you pegged? Sheesh.
Shut up, Andy. Anyway, he told me Marshall has a current picture of me in his desk and some other strange stuff. So, I went by Marshall's office to confront him. And he dropped a bombshell on me.
What? That he's been carrying a torch for you all these years?
That he's gay?
No and no. My baby girl is here in New York. And her name is Serena Stiles.
Where do I know that name from?
Serena Stiles? That bitch is your daughter?
Adriana, you probably saw her name recently in the article I wrote about her for Monthly. I interviewed my own daughter, and I didn't even know it.
Alex, this is unbelievable. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but something inside is telling me to go see her, to talk to her.
Alex, that would be a huge mistake. Don't do it.
At Murphy's Law, Bobby, Mac, Blake, Todd, Perry, Chuck, Clint, and a few other guys are celebrating Todd's last night of freedom.
Oh, God, I promised Hannah I wouldn't let Todd drink too much.
It may be too late for that.
Yeah, I think one of his coworkers just ordered another round of shots.
Uncle Mac, you have to let me do a shot here. I'm the only one not drinking.
Yeah, and you're the only one who's 18, too. Well, you and Clint. But I don't see him trying to break the law.
But a wedding is a once-in-a-lifetime event.
If you're lucky.
Well, I'm going to go rejoin the action.
All right. I'll be over there in a minute.
Mac, you know, it was nice of you to call and invite me to the bachelor party. I appreciate it.
This isn't about me, Blake. Todd wanted you here.
Well, either way, it's nice to be included.
Hey, while we have a minute, there's something I wanted to ask you about.
Well?
It's about Matt. Do you know anything about any plastic surgery he's had in the past?
Plastic surgery? No.
Well, Todd found out from the doctor doing Matt's skin grafts that he had extensive plastic surgery on his face before. I know I shouldn't care, but it's just so strange.
You know, Matt looks the same to me, but in some ways, there's something different about him now. I just can't put my finger on it. But to tell you the truth, Matt and I are finished, and I've cut him out of my life completely.
I think you've made the right decision, Blake. The guy's bad news. I better get over there. Bobby just downed a shot. Hey, I saw that!
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.